Well, we're here for a very, very special proclamation and occasion. You know, a lot of young people and not so young people over the years have gotten their first job, maybe their best job, working for Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen has been in our country for 70 years, and it began right here in the state of Illinois, in Joliet, Illinois. And we've had a lot of men and women come through and become owners of a business because of Dairy Queen. I think there's over 5,000 Dairy Queen outlets across America, across Canada, across the world. And I think also a lot of folks who wanted to work, maybe their first job, they learned how to be on time and how to serve customers in a proper way. And they also learned the importance of a paycheck. They all learned it at Dairy Queen. And so I think it's very important to kind of commemorate special occasions. Back in Joliet in 1940, when the first Dairy Queen began, who would have thought that this particular company and this movement, for that matter, of Dairy Queen would be 70 years later as large and as expansive as it is. I have the names of some people who have worked at Dairy Queen, one of our own from Illinois, Bonnie Hunt. I recently was with Bonnie. She's a very charitable person. She's a Dairy Queen alumni. Also, John Ashcroft, former Attorney General. He learned how to get to work on time at Dairy Queen. And Martina McBride, who's a great singer. We know there are many, 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 many more employees of Dairy Queen who, with fondness, remember their years of serving others at Dairy Queen. And I think it's very important that we have in our country an ethic of ownership, that you can, if you work hard, if you want to own your own business and employ others and help the community, provide paychecks to many young people in particular, the owners of Dairy Queen we owe a large debt of gratitude to. And what we're going to do now, I'm going to make sure we have our proclamation. This is the proclamation that comes from the people and the hearts of the people of Illinois. We have 13 million citizens in our state. And we want to make sure that this day, Dairy Queen Day in Illinois, is properly recognized. It's a day that long ago somebody came up with an idea to make others happy and to give them an opportunity to have entertainment for their families. I just want to read a few things about this. The original Dairy Queen opened in Joliet, June 22nd of 1940. It was owned by Sherb Noble. And it introduced a special dessert treat, the Dairy Queen soft serve ice cream. It's been a fixture in social life all across Illinois and all across our country for many, many years. Matter of fact, when I walked across Illinois in 1991, I started in the Mississippi River at Rock Island on the Centennial Bridge. I walked all the way to Chicago with my doctor on behalf of decent health care for everybody. And I can tell you along the way, we stopped at every single Dairy Queen, okay? And my doctor at the end, he started calling me Dairy Quinn. So I'm a believer. There are 269 Dairy Queen restaurants in our state of Illinois. They employ over 8,000 full and part-time employees. Thank you very much. Dairy Queen has always had a very strong commitment to charity and voluntary service. They've raised more than $81 million to help the Children's Miracle Network. So on this anniversary of Dairy Queen, on behalf of the people of Illinois, I'd like to present to Sue Stevens of the Noble family. Her husband, Bruce, is with us as well. Sue, please come forward and speak a little bit about Dairy Queen. Okay, don't be shy.
Well, thank you very much for this honor. My father would be pleased. His biggest thrill was always presenting a cone to someone with a big smile on his face to see the reaction to the recipient's response. And that was his biggest thrill, and for him to have a quality product. So he'd be very proud of this, and he would never imagine it would last 70 years. So he's very honored. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, Sue, and thank you to your dad. You know, he's always in our hearts. It takes somebody like Sue's dad, Mr. Noble, to really come up with an idea and then make that idea a reality. And on behalf of the Noble family, we're going to have Jeff Webster speak a little bit about the whole mission, and we'll take it from there, Jeff. right here.
Thank you.
Okay, Jeff.
So, I am a proud member of the Dairy Queen's First Family, the Nobles. We do truly cherish our history and our heritage. One of the ways we do that is by serving the same great tasting products that we've served for 70 years. At Dairy Queen, we are also very proud of the generations of the families, not only that have owned the Dairy Queen stores, but more importantly, the ones that have visited the Dairy Queen. Like all of us at Dairy Queen, we love to hear the stories from all of our loyal guests, the generations, the moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, and we just look forward to the next 70 years. Thank you.
Well said. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you very much for coming, and thank you for your commitment. We also want to acknowledge Sean Adish. Sean is the marketing manager of Dairy Queen. I want to thank you for... How many Dairy Queens are there nationwide?
About 5,000.
5,269 here in Illinois, all over our state, and we want to thank you for that. Now, we have a couple of our franchise owners with us, right here with this franchise. There's John and Erica Goldman. And why don't you guys come forward a little bit? Come on, we want to see. It's a family business, and... we'll take everybody in here, and why don't you just say a little bit about your family? Okay. One or
Piper Goldman.
All right. Okay. This is Quinn Goldman, and we have Piper Goldman, and my sister Kristen, and my husband John, and I'm Erica. And we own three of the Dairy Queen franchises, one in Lincoln Park, one in Bucktown, and, of course, this one that we're in today. And he's ready for his cone, I'm going to... Step over
Okay,
here.
Thank you, Quinn. All right,
we have a cake for you.
All right, now this, let's show it real high here. This is the, get everybody in here. Sue, get over here. Yeah. All right, this is what your dad started, a family business. How about this? 70 years, the first 70 are the toughest, and we're looking for 700 more for Dairy Queen. It's very, very special, I think, for our state to have a company begin that's expanded all over the world. And especially employed so many people. I mean, that first job for a lot of young people is the best way to learn a work ethic. So thank you. And thank you, Quinn, for your attendance. Look forward to you as taking over for governor when you're the right age. Okay, now we also have Kristen Connedy. Where's Kristen? Here. Okay, right behind me? Okay. All right, Kristen. Okay, you want to say a word or two?
Well, we're just part of the same family.
Okay, very good. All right. Now we're going to take on some tough questions from these barracudas over here. Yeah, okay. Now come on over. You're a worker here. Come on over here. Yeah, let's not be shy. Yeah.
So, Governor, what's your favorite treat when you stop there? Is it dilly bars?
No, in the old days I used to get, when I was with my doctor and he started calling me Dairy Quinn, I used to always get a milkshake. And I think it was invented by Dairy Queen in 1949. Wasn't that it, one of the innovations? I think so. Anyhow, I was looking at the history. I have shifted off to that to root beer floats. Well, listen, I think anything at Dairy Queen is good. You know, my kids, when they were growing up, if we went by a Dairy Queen, there was a unanimous roar to try and stop. And that's true, I think, all over our state, all over the Midwest. There's something... truly American about it, the very fact that somebody in Illinois, our state, started the whole idea of Dairy Queen. And as Sue just said, the thing that made her dad happiest was helping serve ice cream to a little boy or girl. You know, that really is what our country's about. It's working hard, having a community, having fun, always believing in each other. Indianapolis, is it?
Minneapolis,
yeah. Oh, yeah, my cousins live up there in Minneapolis. So if you go, you know, sometimes not on the big old interstate, but on the back or, you know, smaller roads all the way through Wisconsin and Minnesota, you'll find plenty of Dairy Queens, as well as in Illinois. Okay?
At the time, he had Sherb's Ice Cream in Kankakee. And A.J. McCullough, would provide the mix for my father's store. And A.J. McCullough had this idea of a soft serve because he thought it tasted better fresh. So he approached my dad. They had developed the machine. He didn't know how they were going to market it. And my father said, why don't you have all you can eat for 10 cents and you can use my store? So in 1938, they used Sherb's ice cream and they had all you can eat sale. And my dad was concerned that the windows were going to be pushed out of his store because there were so many people in there. They liked the product. And then 3 days later, they tried it, I believe it, in Green River. A.J. McCullough's another customer did the same thing and they realized that they had something going here. So then 2 years later, my dad opened the first store. Yes, he continued to develop the product and work with the machine over the years. So that was his area. He went to a two-year dairy course in Ames, Iowa, and to learn how to make ice cream and dairy products. So he was very proud of that.
Pretty good, okay. Huh? Why don't we get Quinn and his sister over here? These are satisfied customers of Dairy Queen. And thank you very much. So on behalf of the people of Illinois, you know, the great thing is that Dairy Queen is an opportunity for moms and dads to make their kids happy and kind of continue a great tradition of generations now. And we have Pat Quinn, and Quinn is here. Quinn, you ready to go? I don't think he wants to say anything. He's very happy with ice cream. My father, his favorite dessert was vanilla ice cream, Dairy Queen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Maybe. Yeah.
it's a question about retail, and that's that there's still some resistance to opening even one more Walmart here in Chicago, let alone a dozen that the company is now proposing to build. What do you say to those who are saying, no, wait, still, it's not getting enough wages? What do you say?
I think we're making progress. I'm going to put this aside if I could for a second. I think we're making progress here. We have a lot of food deserts in Chicago and other places in Illinois, but grocery stores are real important. They're anchors for communities, especially now where we have a problem with obesity in general, youth obesity in particular. We don't want our kids eating, not eating good food. And we're here at a good food place, but it's important, for example, for fruit and vegetables in a grocery store to be in a neighborhood. So I was encouraged by Walmart's interest in doing that in Chicago. I think they've raised their wage offer a bit. I'd like to see them raise it even more. The minimum wage in Illinois next week will go into effect, a raise from $8 to $8.25 an hour. I'd like to see Walmart go above that as much as possible. This is something, obviously, that has to be negotiated between the mayor and the city council and Walmart because there's zoning issues involved. But I think if we have a chance to get a lot of jobs, a lot of construction jobs, building grocery stores and other kinds of retail outlets in the city of Chicago, that will help our economy. And I think it's important that everybody talk to each other. I think that dialogue, negotiation is a way to get a fair wage, good working conditions for employees who want a job. And I think this is the most important way to help people right now is JOBs.